Welcome back to The Table I Built, a space for underdogs, builders, and dreamers. I'm Andrea Walton, and here we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair. Your seat at the table is waiting. If you've been moving fast, if you've been running and grinding and pushing to make sense of your transition, this episode is your reminder that it's okay to pause. Today, we're talking about something that doesn't always get celebrated, sometimes looked down upon, especially in a hustle culture. Rest, reflection, and the sacred power of rebirth. This episode is called The Power of the Pause. I wanted to come back to this because in my previous episode, we touched on it a little bit, and it really deserves its own episode. We struggle collectively to rest. Let's be honest, we are conditioned to believe that our value is tied to our productivity. What can you fill in a day? How busy is your calendar? Especially for women, for those of us who've had to prove ourselves over and over, resting can feel like quitting. But I want to tell you something. I've had to tell myself this lately quite a bit. Rest is not a reward, it's a right. Rest is a resistance against a system that tells you your worth is tied to what you produce. And sometimes the most strategic thing you can do is stop, breathe, and listen. What the pause teaches us is that pause isn't empty. It's not wasted time. The pause is where clarity lives. In my own journey, especially right now, I'm in a pause. After a long season in corporate leadership, I'm taking a moment to realign, to listen to God, to reflect. And you know what I'm learning and what I found? Excuse me. Stillness reveals what the noise was hiding, right? It reminds you of who you are underneath the titles, the meetings, the emails, the jumping on the planes, and all of the expectations. The pause helps you remember your why. Now, reflection isn't always pretty. Reflection sounds beautiful. I think we've read it in poems or read it in stories over our lifetimes, but reflection is not easy. When the distractions go quiet, the doubts can get loud. But I don't want you to run from that in this season. I want you to lean into it. So I want you to ask yourself three hard questions. One, what am I carrying that no longer serves me? Two, who am I becoming? And three, what parts of me are ready to be healed? Now, once you sit with that, write it down, say it out loud, pray on it, go to therapy and speak to someone about it, journal, meditate, whatever works for you, just make space for that sacred mirror. Reflection leads to revelation, and revelation leads to rebirth. So, rebirth after the pause. Rebirth isn't about going back to where you were. It's about stepping into who you were always becoming. After the pause, listen, you have more confidence. You walk different. You speak with more clarity. You show up with more intention. This is the part where you rebuild from truth, not pressure. And you know what? You don't owe anyone urgency. You owe yourself alignment and clarity. So let's look at rest as a sacred strategy. I know, but it is. Rest is strategic. Reflection is an act of resistance, and rebirth is not just possible, it's promised. If you're in a season of uncertainty, don't rush to fill the silence. Sit with it. Trust that clarity is coming. The alignment is unfolding, and that this pause might be the most powerful thing you ever honor. You don't have to earn rest. You just have to give yourself permission to receive it. Excuse me, especially if you're one that's been on the go for years, like myself. I started working at 12 years old as a locker room attendant, mopping floors and cleaning toilets, and I have been going ever since. And so I'm letting this pause restore me, and I want it to restore you. Let it ready you for the next chapter. Let it remind you of who you are. So in closing, you are not behind. You are not broken. You are being prepared, my friend. So breathe. This pause isn't punishment. It's preparation. Welcome to the power of it. Thank you for joining me at the table I built. If this episode gave you a little bit of peace or helped give yourself permission to rest, share it with someone else who needs it. Next week, we're talking about corporate life and what it's really taught me. So remember, be well. You are worthy, even when you're still. Talk soon.